Good morning, team. It is so exciting to get together with all of you this morning. And we're going to be celebrating Orlando. A lot of you that are on the call this morning were in Orlando last Saturday, last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for an event, and are going to be sharing ahas and tips and what you're going to, you know, ideas, what you're going to be implementing to move your business forward. I mean, NECAN is such an awesome opportunity for all of us to be healthier, to be financially free, to live our life on purpose. And I know we've been talking to lots of you individually that just got so many, ahas and just got to have those warm hugs and those connections and just that.
Conference vision, muted.
Even stronger. I'm going to start this morning with a couple of quotes that I just saw a couple days ago that I just really like. And one is about you being extraordinary. And it says, this quote is by a guy, let's see, what is his name? Somebody I didn't know, but he's the youngest NSA CST professional and $1 million roundtable presenter. And his name is Del Toro McNeil. And he said, your goal should be to become extraordinary. Part of how you accomplish that is to be a lifelong learner and to get around people who inspire you and make you better. And, you know, that's what these big events do, and that's what these conference calls do. You know, it helps all of us to be inspired and to be extraordinary and to move into our extraordinary self. And then another quote, which is from Tom Ziegler, who Zig Ziegler's son and is the CEO of Ziegler Corp and founder of the Ziegler Legacy Certification Course. His quote is, one of the best and fastest ways to achieve success in your life is to simply, as much as possible, replace bad habits with good habits. I really like that one because that's something that we can do every day as we're, we make hundreds of choices during the day and our little habits that we have during the day. And, if we can just say to ourselves, is this habit taking me closer to my goal or is it taking me farther away from my goal? And so if we can make more good habits, of course, we're going to move towards our goal a lot faster. So, all right, let's go. I see lots and lots of people are on the call now. And, one more announcement is the next big event, as you hear everybody sharing their vision, their enthusiasm, their tips, their goals, is to be, thinking about the next event, which will be the International Field Convention will be in San Antonio in October 21st to the 23rd. And just be thinking to yourself, what rank am I going to be at that event? Who am I going to have with me? Am I going to be a new silver? Am I going to be a new gold? And I'm going to be there with my new silvers. Am I going to be a strong platinum? Am I going to have my foundation for diamond? Am I going to be diamond? I mean, we can think big. I mean, when you look at the, when you go to Rick and Paige Murphy's site, pathfinder.biz, and you print out the NECAN plan, And you look at that. I mean, you could be platinum in 5 months. You just look at that. Pick out what income you want to be earning, what rank you want to be at. Draw out the blueprint for that. We make it out of these blocks of, we're a QE with our 500 points from retail sales. And we teach three to reach three. We teach three people to do that, and then we help those three people to do that. And we can do the New Entrepreneurs Club. Used to be the 21 Club to help people do that. And we can just build these little blocks. I mean, we could build them pretty fast if we have, if we're clear and focused. And so I know everything that everybody's going to be sharing today is going to help us to do that. And I know some of the people wanted to share early. And I think Pam and Ron, you guys wanted to share early. So would you like to be first?
Your line is open, Pam.
Great. Thanks. We appreciate it.
I'm instead of going into philosophy, because I know all of us will, it dawned on me, listening to all these calls, you know, during the week that's going off, everybody was focusing on the unity that this conference really showed, the caring. You know, everybody wanted to meet other people in their team and really get us cohesiveness. But it hit me about after all of those great words, and last Saturday and on Monday's call were just fabulous, team. You all did a great job in sharing it. And I hope the people that didn't listen will listen. But nobody really mentioned about the presentation that Annie Ng did. Annie Ng is the scientist and formulator of both the Siaga and the progesterol. And I don't know about you guys. I mean, I you know me, I kind of dive into things, and I did. But she brought up a lot of points that I was not truly aware of and points that are a really good thing to bring out to other people. As we all know, she's not the most dynamic speaker. I mean, she's an analytical person, so she is very much down to the facts, and the facts can kind of make your head spin. But I had a lot of takeaways on that. In fact, Ron even turned to me after she finished. She said, honey, I'm so glad you have us on both of those, because if you weren't, after you heard her presentation, you would. I mean, she went in to talk about the berries and the Siaga that increase your strength, your stamina, your body warmth during the winter. We know it boosts our immune health, and it treats diabetes and cancers and fevers and ulcers, and even in childhood delivery, it's good to be on that. And that if those berries were dried, they had thermogenic properties, and we know the benefits of that. I knew that it was anti-inflammatory, but she really went into how anti-inflammatory it was. And then one that she mentioned that I highlighted, she said it's so very good for eye health. How many people do we talk to, you know, that have dry eyes, that have glaucoma coming, you know, complications from diabetes, going blind? I mean, Siaga is a heavy hitter, and you all know I love all of them, mainly the Jade Greenzymes, but this one's going to become number two, I think, in my book. And then as she went into the Bergy juice, she talked about the after 40 big belly and the benefits of Bergy juice, not just on the cholesterol, but it increased vascular dilation. And that was, you know, interesting to me. And it also works on the fatty liver disease. So I had people on the liver supplement for that. But the fatty liver disease, they need to do both, of course. And that also leads to weight loss when you're using those things together. So I thought I would start with that, because I know others will bring other things in and just say, it, you know, I know there's so much on YouTube, and if you can hear her presentation and focus on it, can't be multitasking on when she's talking. And everybody needs those in their diet. My sister just had a situation. I'll do a testimonial again later, but her doctor told her that he saw absolutely no plaque in her arteries, which was amazing with her diet in the past. And she's been on Bergy juice for 2 years because she wanted to avoid taking the statin drugs. And, of course, Annie produced the charts and everything of the combinations with different statin drugs. So you have
Wow, thank you. I mean, that's so exciting to be having natural products that can do – it can make such a huge, huge difference for people. And, you know, for us to share this information with our customers, to share it with our clients, to share it with our, you know, our consultants. And, yay, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see, Ruth, though, how about you?
Did you want to be early, Ruth? I think you wanted to be early, too.
I need to be later, if that's okay. Can other people go first?
Sorry. Oh, yes. Okay, later's fine. All right. So.
If anybody else is in a hurry, would you raise your hand with 5-star, please? Or we will just go to the next one.
Yeah, okay, let's just start here. We'll
okay, Julie Mann, your line's open. Julie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. All I heard was unmuted. I didn't know who you called on. Sorry. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first, by any stretch, my plans have altered. But anyhow, thank you. The whole Orlando event I'm still digesting. I expect to be doing so for a long time. And I too pulled away that glaucoma issue because my husband has glaucoma and is on drops. So I'm thrilled that he's already on both Bridgestrol and Ciaga. So that had also very much caught my attention, Pam. So thank you for bringing that up. One of the things that I really, really latched onto was this was one of the first events that I've been to where it didn't seem like there were factions in the higher ranks. And as somebody newish, I still consider myself newish, it was comforting to not have to kind of pick and choose where your allegiances were, what you liked hearing being said, because everybody had a common message. And it was love and caring, really, is what it was for humanity and to get the word out to everybody. And being able to meet so many new people and everybody, because I think everybody was feeling that as well. They were so gracious in offering phone numbers and contact information for ABCs, and I know Tina felt it as well. Tina's had several ABCs already with some people that she hadn't met prior to this event. So, and I have a couple lined up, so it's wonderful. And that was one of my big takeaways, was just to really make use of the family that's available to us and grow our business that way, to make sure that, you know, we're reaching as many people as possible to make sure that they're doing well.
That's huge, you know, to build those relationships, to know that we're all working together, we all have a common goal, to, you know, to get those connections so that you can do the ABCs with people, you know, find out what their background is, their business, their career, their hobbies, their product, you know, their product experiences. And then all of us, you know, working together, light as a feather. So, yay, Julie, thank you.
Thank you, Julie. I see Tina Davidson has her hand raised. So, Tina, your line's open.
Hi, good morning. Hello, hello. Yes, Julie, I fully agree that the feeling of this one was so different. And I've listened to three, so I don't have a lot to compare it to. But of the three, I just felt this unbelievable, I don't even know the right word, but coming from the higher ranks, like they truly wanted the lower ranks to get it, to learn, to grow. And they were willing to get up there and teach us, and it was awesome. I loved it. I think two of my biggest takeaways, and there were so many, right? I'm still trying to get through it all. I was even chatting with Gary Bolton at 10 o'clock last night talking about some of the stuff that he taught. Oh, I love his class, you know, I'm a techie. But anyway, they pushed a lot about know your why. What is your why? And I kept sitting back going, well, darn it, I love this company. I want to help people. Is that my why? You know, and then I'm like, is it strictly just to make an income and have financial freedom? Do I just want to change lives? You know, I just couldn't figure out what my why was. And then I had this massive aha moment when one of the Colombian leaders was speaking, and her whole presentation really did focus some on the Ken, but truly she focused on the earth and started really talking about, you know, what the toxins are doing to the earth, and then in turn with what's happened to our bodies because we're so synergistic with the earth. And Ruth Lowe was sitting next to me, and I'm literally about to jump out of my seat. I even said, well, probably I can't sit here. Because I just had, I wanted to get up so bad and run around and scream, does anybody else get this? Does anybody else get this? Like I literally, I identified with it so much that it created a shift, a complete shift in me that I really just, I've been trying to get a hold of her. I can't find her business card, so I've contacted her daughter. But luckily I taped her presentation to hear it again to remember, you know, what it was that got me just so, you know, crazy. But it was truly the love of the earth, and her why was to try to help the earth, you know, and to try to help the people on the earth. And that was amazing for me. Pam, I agree that Bridgestrol, the Bergie, I'll let you call it Bergie, much easier. I'm on it now after that presentation. I don't like the taste, but I go with it. I haven't did two shots.
Got two shots, man. You like it too. So,
all right, good.
I forgot to ask everybody. What do you see for for San Antonio? Do you see yourself being there with lots of people, or what rank? I mean, do you want to share that?
You ask Pam or me?
You.
Oh, I thought you asked Pam. I'm so sorry. I was sorry about that. I've already said to Naritza she has to start planning for that. So that's the first. My goal is to walk gold. So that means I have a lot of work ahead of me. And I already bought my 5-pack. Plus, I won a free ticket. I was so excited. So I have 6 tickets, and I want to use them all. So that's my goal also, is to get there with a team. And, also, you know what we found out when we were there? You know how a lot of us have had issues with, and you guys probably already know this, but we just found out, issues with the website. When it, you know, the whole, you know, we'd send in, you know, can you try to change this? Can you do this? And always kind of hit a brick wall. And we were told how there was a contract with the company for 10 years with the website building company, and they would not change their design. It was designed for network marketing companies, and we don't fall into that category anymore. We truly do not. I say we're a hybrid. You know, we have all the amazing upside of being a network marketing company, but we're a sales organization. It's completely different. And that's, you know, like everyone kept saying, I love the new self-care line. But but they said SAP has taken over, and they're while we were at conference, they had already started rebuilding our entire infrastructure that way. And so excited about that. So excited.
Wow. That is exciting. Thank you, Tina. Woohoo.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hi, everybody. You want to raise your hand if you want to be next, or we'll just go down the list.
Raise your hand 5-star if you want to raise your hand, or I'll just call on somebody. How about Bill Cottle? You're next. And your line's open.
I'm just trying to get star. Can you hear me all right? I've got it on speaker.
Yes, we have you.
Well, for those that don't know, we have been on vacation, is probably not the right term, but we've been gone for 18 months. And so talk about a refreshing new look at the new NECAN after having stepped away for a season. There were just a number of, you know, it was awesome. It was amazing. It was exhilarating. We got to meet people on our team that we'd never met and just fall in love with them immediately. And, you know, everything was so high energy. I'm sure that there are a couple of folks that will bring some other points up, but the one that I wanted to share was, as has been said, Tina and others, the leaders that were there were the best. And to be able to have them sit with us on Sunday and create the vision, we had basically a question and answer opportunity with them. And to be able to see the sincerity with which they were sharing their visions and their goals and how they were thinking in a unified manner was just really the icing on the cake for the first few days. One of the things that I took away that I had not thought about much was this Watanabe Scholarship, and what a great selling point that can be as we use it appropriately with our new business partners. It's more valuable to a family than any NECAN car that, you know, people might put their goal on. I think if we take advantage of the fact that when a person is a good standing silver, and they have a child that they want, or a grandchild, I guess I'm going to be able to take advantage of it as well, that we can offer that as something that no other MLM is able to offer as a real gift back to people. And it's a bonus that every one of us is entitled to. So that was just one of the things that I had written down. But there were all kinds of one-liners, and I'll leave that for others to share. It was just an amazing, amazing experience.
Wow, Bill, thank you for bringing up the Watanabe Scholarship. You know, college education is so expensive, and to be able to have, you know, offer to people the scholarship, I mean, just
think it can be worth so much money to people. And so that is now a benefit of people joining NECAN, building their business, being healthier and earning an income. But then once they get to the silver rank and they have a child or grandchild that wants to, is going to go to college or is in college, they can apply for that. So, yeah, that is a huge thing, and we need to all remember that when we're talking with people. So thank you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Let's see. Patricia Van Gilder, you are next. And you are unmuted.
Yeah. Am I there now?
You're here. You're on.
Okey-dokey. Well, my notebook's filled with all these little sticky notes of things I want to share. And I can't get to them all. But, for me, having been in NECAN more years than a lot of people, one of the older group, what was really nice was to see, and this wasn't what I picked at all to talk about, but what it was really nice to see was us lifted up. It was like the water level got raised and we're there, we're lifting up to a higher level together, and that the camaraderie, the mission of what we have, it's beyond business. It really is a calling. It's people becoming their best selves. There was a lot of talk about ego, and that is a survival tool that's from us getting, thousands of years ago being chased by wild animals or whatever, and it's meant to save us from, the fight or flight, but it really is now killing us because it's holding us back. And what was so awesome was to see these leaders I've seen that along for years humble themselves and really express this and become that, and that we are on a journey of humans being more, that really is our banner. And whatever that is for whomever you're talking about, but just laying down everything that we have on our agenda and totally focusing on the person we're talking to, asking more questions than we're telling. Brody Craney does an amazing job of his whole presentation is constant questions. So you're involved in going, yeah, I got that. And then just the focus of the heart and laying down the ego, but really was, this is big and it's time to play large. We've got, we've been through the valley, and now it's time to be on that mountain, like Tina said, really nail down what your why is and paint a vision of that. And, back to Brody, here he is. In 5 minutes he was talking about vision, what it is that you see, like Karen, you're talking about, what's our vision for San Antonio? Jeff Isom, what must we do? And that was one that just hammered me. It was like, what must I do? Not what do I want to do or like to do or need to do. And, we need to be, it would be, I don't want to say need. Those of us who want to excel at this, it would be wise for us to really confront those must questions and have that why we're doing it, flanking that so that we can see that vision in front of us. And really it is to help people know that we have answers. And Herb Rapp was talking about, just listen. And a young man that he was listening to his mother talk about it, he's 40th in this golf ranking. And with the 10-4, one product, he went to number 4 in the rankings. I think I've got that right. So many sticky notes. Number 3rd excuse me, and he won $800,000 in the PGA golf tournament. Best clarity ever. That's one product. We could make a business out of every single one of our products. Pam talking about the Siaga and the Bergistral. You could build a business on one of those products. And we have the whole gamut. So the for me, it was like Bill was talking about, you know, it was this whole unity. It was this really this laying down self and focusing on service. And our headquarters are getting the kinks out. We've got old contracts finally overcome. The bringing in of Amazon's designer of their website to be, we're going to be the, you know, the Amazon of the wellness industry. Our capacity for doing what we need, what we'll be able to do for our growth. And
Patricia,
all there.
Thank you. we got a lot of people lined
up. You are totally awesome. That is all so good. It is so good. Oh, man, I know.
Thank you. Goodbye. That's it.
Okay.
Too many sticky notes.
I know. You're wonderful. We love you. It's great. I want to hear it all, but everybody, we got to, okay. Anyway.
Go on. Yeah.
I see Nancy Glide has her hand up. Nancy. You're
good morning. Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
At the beginning, Karen, you were talking about, I can't remember, is it discipline or, you know, doing things every day. Well, when Marty Jeffrey got up and spoke, he has been gone, and he has been helping people with addictions. I believe he also has one, and so I think he has 40 years of sobriety now. But he was saying, and this really made sense to me, that, you know, we are told to do Niken every day, not, you know, sometimes. Well, listen to this flow of what happens to our lives. With repetition of whatever we are going to do to get Niken out, it becomes a habit. And then that habit becomes a discipline. And that discipline builds character. And then that character takes us to our destiny. So, you know, we are, all we have to do is find that simple repetition, what is easy for us to do, maybe not necessarily easy, what we must do, repetition, habit, becomes discipline, builds character, becomes destiny. That's all I wanted to say, but I just thought that was...
Oh, that is so awesome, Nancy. Woohoo! So find, you do something consistently every day, and we'll get there. Yay!
Perfect. Thank you. Let's see who is 603-738-1176 is the phone number. I will open your line.
Hi, good morning, Jack. It's Jeremy in New Hampshire.
Hey,
woo-hoo!
Wow, what a great event. I wrote down a few things that I thought were just amazing, and it was great to meet everyone there and see people. It just solidifies my my belief that all the changes in Niken are just great, and they're all there to support us. The humans being more in one day was awesome. I'm really glad they condensed it down. It seems like the future is, you know, 30-minute presentations, smaller portions. So Jeff Eisen did an amazing job consolidating into just one day. If I was just as effective. Valerie Johnson said something that really stuck with me, and she said 15 seconds of courage to break through the terror barrier. And that's something I'm going to remember when I talk to people. And also, I can't remember who said it, but they said, don't explain how magnets work. Show them. Demo it. And you know, show and tell. So I thought that was fabulous. And let's see what else I have here. And what Patricia was saying with Brody Craney, some of the questions he asked, I wrote some of them down. And this is when he was doing the group presentation, demoing some of the products. And he was asking people, You know, what do you use this for? How long have you been using it? How long did it take for you to get results? Are these cool? What is this showing? Why is that important? What athletes need to know about this? Who loves your, and then you can enter in whatever product. So it just blew my mind. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, questions are so important, you know, to help get into those conversations, to help draw people out, to help them identify what they're really looking for, what they want. Because when we make that connection with them and when they, you know, they share their wants and needs and then we share what, you know, have them take a look at what we have, it just flows naturally. So, yay. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy. I am going to, let's see, Ruth Lowe. Your line is open. Would you like to share now?
Good morning. Yeah, I can share now. Thank you. So is Gloria online? She had a bunch of people there. I didn't know if she was online to share what she got out of it. And
she's
doing an NECAN event right now.
Okay. It's just because I would love to hear from her because she had so many of her team members there. It was amazing. Did everything that everybody else said. It was an amazing event. The 3 points I just quickly want to go over is that the biggest thing for me was actually meeting people and getting a chance to know them. In the past, I always felt very rushed, and this event, I didn't feel that way at all. One of the things I really loved about the whole event was that the timing of all the speakers, hardly went over. We weren't rushed, and by the end of a section where we would go for a break, in the past, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait for the break. And this time, I was sitting at the edge of my chair, and when it was break, I'm like, really? Oh, my goodness. So just the whole flow of it was wonderful. Definitely the energy was completely different. I really, really enjoyed the South American group speaking. And I was sitting next to Tina when she had her huge aha, and I was trying to, like, what did the woman say that created this? So the point here is that we each have a different point where we get to that aha. And I don't know how it hit Tina, but, man, she was like, I almost had to strap her down because she was so ready to just jump up and, like she said, run around the room. And she was like, I am ready. This is why I want to do it. So to be part of that and to see that happen was really amazing. So there's just, it is. It's a whole different feeling. I had my aunt and my cousin just come for one or two sessions per day, and they both said they really want to look into coming to San Antonio, which totally floored me. So, of course, I bought my 5-pack. I know a lot of us did. The other thing that I really appreciate is that the Diamonds and Royal Diamonds allowed us Platinum to partake, and that was really empowering to give us a chance to also be on stage and to grow and develop was huge for me. So I appreciate that opportunity. So, yeah, it was amazing. It was there.
So you spoke, right?
Yes, congratulations.
Very little, but the fact that we got on and just to be able to share, and there were other platinums that, you know, that spoke. So that was really, really nice. Meeting everybody was fabulous. Really was.
Yeah. You know, the platinums, you guys coming together, Rachel Dayton bringing people together, having the Royal Alliance call and, you know,
Platinum Alliance.
And have, you know, you and Pam and Ron are on that, and Patricia Van Gelder and Lois Wilburn and
Bill Cottle.
We have a whole lot of our platinums on that. That is just going to, again, the unity and the strength. And I just want to say I'm so proud of all of you. We're going to go ahead and go a little longer today and have some more you share. But I want to say, you know, Jack and I were not able to be there, but you, our team, our E-team for enthusiasm, we had 6 legs were there, and 27 of you were there. Gloria Snyder had the biggest individual team. But, you know, let's all of us on this call today set our sights on, you know, San Antonio and being there with a really big team. I mean, what were they saying there? You know, let's all come and bring 10. I mean, it's an international convention. And Luis Kasuga in Latin America, the NECAN head of Latin America, he's promoting it big time. And in Europe, the country director,
Nikan in Europe is promoting it big time. I mean, this is a huge event, this international event in San Antonio in October, and let's all be there and just, you know, be at a new rank, have team members with you there that are at a new rank. I mean, it's just going to be such a celebration, but I just want to say we are so proud of all of you. And let's go ahead and have some more shares. Let's see. There's lots more of you on that were there. Let's see. Becky Dragon. Becky and Steve and Adam were all there. Becky, your line's open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been so great to even just hear everybody's experiences, bringing it all back. It's amazing to me this morning as I've gone through my notes because there's so much crammed in a few days. Your mind goes to overload, and I realized that I kind of forgot already some of the stuff that I really appreciated. So it's been great to hear everybody else's aha and even look at my notes and go, oh, yeah, that was really great. So I'm going to keep doing that, going over my notes. I am really excited about the two new videos that Dr. Naidu put together, and knowing that there's another one coming on the products. And this morning, one of the things that I noticed is there was also a thing they showed on tap water is poisonous. And I'm working with people right now that are like, well, what's the big deal about pipe water? And so that's something that I can look up and put out there. And just, again, what everybody has said has been awesome. So thank you.
Yay, Becky. And, yeah, you go to, go to Facebook and then look for Dr. Naidu. Dr. What did you find it, Jack?
A.S. Noraine Naidu.
Yeah, you'll just see that.
I've been sharing them already. Those are great.
Yeah, and they're on there, the one on osteodense and lactoferrin.
Oh,
right.
Thank you, Becky.
Oh, Edwina was there.
Edwina, Siri, you are the next on the line. What would you like to share? You have 2 minutes.
Can you hear us, Edwina?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Can you hear me? I appreciate that, Jack. Knowing how long-winded I am, I have listened to everyone this morning, and it's like reliving the whole conference and the feelings that I had at that time. I think what really made me feel so good was having four persons there that was new persons that could see what the real Nikan is today and how we work together as a team. And what everyone has taken from that and how it has inspired them to want to go farther. That was a big thing for me. And I prayed over that. I wanted that to happen, and I could see it happening. Everything that I took in, I was sure that they were feeling it as well because I had spread all that good word over them as well as to what we were all about. I'm just looking forward to great things happening in this next 6 months coming up with using all of the new products, the new things that we have available to us and how we will share with more persons constantly. It's been a wonderful ride getting to this place, and now we're ready to just go on from there. Thank you, guys.
Yay, Edwina, and congratulations. You also brought a lot of people. I think Gloria had a few more there than you did, but you were the second highest. And I know last year in San Antonio, I mean, you're so good at bringing people. So, yay, Edwina.
Okay, thanks, Edwin.
Adam Dragon, we got a text from Adam. So open, yeah, there we go.
Okay, Adam Dragon, what would you like to share? You got 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Well, I really liked hearing about Herb Raft's story. I haven't really heard that far back in her story. I've heard a few things about the football players coming in, but it was really cool to kind of hear how he was praying for it, and it came into his life when he needed it the most. And I love that, and I pray for the opportunity to be other people's prayer. I really want to be able to help people who are looking for me. A couple things that stood out to me, that we need about 1,000 customers on AutoShip to be Royal Diamond, and Royal Diamond builds 42 silvers to get there. So that gives a pretty good perspective for me, just to keep building those silvers. And when you have 42, that's about as many as you'll need to be a Royal. And moving forward, a few things that I want to do are to, like Botana said, to get out 100 CDs in 100 days. Or if you're really committed, do 100 in 30 days. And being able to talk to more people every day and keep building your list and always have new people that you're talking to. And I also really liked what Gary Bolton was sharing about the internet marketing, because I think that's something we're really moving into, and we'll be doing more and more of that, especially with Nikan changing their website. I think that we need to be able to optimize that website and have those backlinks like he was talking about, and also branching out and being on more of those media websites, starting a YouTube channel and starting a blog, and everything links back to your Nikan page. Just makes a lot of sense to me. And I know that there's going to be more and more of that as we continue to grow. A lot more people are going to be able to connect with us in that way. So those are the couple of things that I'm really excited about.
Those are really, really, really good things, Adam. And, you know, linking back, I mean, what you just said about Botanis, you know, that is one of the simple things we can do. We can get out 100 CDs in 100 days or you know, 100 texts, you know, with links. I mean, we can do that. You know, that can be one of those consistent things that we do, or we can do it in 30 days if we want to speed it up. You know, that can be one of those consistent things that we just, it can just take a few minutes a day. But if we're consistent, man, it's going to pay big results. So all of those were awesome, Adam. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. How about Louise the Guru? Your line's open now. What would you like to share? 2 minutes.
Good morning. Really quickly, Dave Johnson said it's so easy not to do this business. And he said, what this business is a few simple habits over and over. We're back to that repetition piece that Nancy talked about. And he said, you know, sometimes we don't talk to new people because we're not really sure what to say. And what I noticed is almost every single speaker up there had their favorite opening question that they like to ask to people that they know and even people that they don't know. So one of my takeaways is to remember my favorite question to open up. Dave Johnson's is, are you familiar with the term energy medicine? And he said, that's always intriguing. Some people think they know something about it. Some people don't. But if you don't have your opening question that you feel really comfortable and really good asking, then figure that out before tomorrow morning. So that you can be really happy to ask that question of some people tomorrow. And the other piece that I want to share is, Dave Johnson said, what will you wish you did 20 years from now? And Mike DiMuccio said that was his takeaway. Well, my question is, in October in San Antonio, what will I wish that I did today, this week, so that I'm in a different place in San Antonio? So don't get to October wishing you did something tomorrow. Sunday afternoon is my favorite time to set appointments and fill your calendar up. So everybody on this call really needs to ask themselves, what are they going to be wishing in October that they did today and this week? And get to it.
Fabulous.
I love it. Let's each of us ask ourselves that question. That is awesome, Louise.
Hey, Louise.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for sharing.
That's powerful.
Okay.
We missed. We've got Carla. Carla.
Okay.
Can you open Carla's line? And we have Carol Patterson.
Yeah. Okay, Carla Cook, your line's open.
Good morning. I thought from Jeff's one day, Humans Being More, which was an exciting time to put in. He really made it move along and put so much into it. But the suggestion of writing three goals for each of the five pillars, deciding on those goals and then writing them each day and make them big picture, big, bold, audacious goals, and that by writing them each day, we grow into them. I like that one. Herb Rapp has been mentioned, and that was one of my big takeaways, particularly about his customer that was buying the matcha green for the golfer son. And I think the reason that resonates so for me, I have a grandson who is an outstanding young golfer and will be playing at the University of Kentucky this fall. And so anyway, that was a neat story because this young golfer gave him his best focus ever to use the 10-4. He finished third in an event that qualified him then to be in the FedEx. So two big events and made good money in both of them. That was really a good story for our 10-4. So we just need to keep adding to our knowledge and adding to our passion because it's a wonderful thing to do what we do. And Julie Tara challenged us to keep our vision board where we see it regularly, daily, and not to be afraid to be different. Be present. Love big. And go out and look for our tribe.
Woo-hoo! I love it. And, you know, one of the big reasons that we go to these events, I mean, are the stories, because it's the stories that touch people's heart. And when you, like you just shared, Carla, with the 10-4, and when we have all of these stories that, you know, when we're out and we're getting to know people and maybe they're a golfer and we can share that with them, or if there's some type of sports, I mean, having these stories that we can share with people, that's you know, that's the magic. So, yay.
Let's see. Carol Patterson, your line's open.
Okay,
like
there, Jack. You can hear me?
Yeah.
We hear you.
Nope. Oh, good. Okay. I'm going to summarize this very quickly because we are getting along here, but everything that I had written down, people have already spoken about it, but I'm just going to give you a couple of fun quotes that that really resonated with me. Healthy by choice, by chance. And also, Diamond said to me, you can't change the disease, but you can alleviate the symptoms. And I thought, what a beautiful way when you run into chronic people to tell them things like that. You know, you're not making medical claims, right?
Right.
And I thought they were really, really good. But look, Humans Being More was wonderful. I was so happy to meet everyone on the team. That was the one of the highlights for me. You know, I mean, I didn't know Ruth Lowe that well, and it was just fantastic meeting everyone. And the presentations that the leaders made were beautiful, and it was just a total. You come back, as my husband says, when I never come from medical things like this, all high like you are. So it does. It's just a wonderful feeling leaving there.
Wow, Carol, that is fantastic. We're so proud of you for being there. You're one of our legs, and so again, I mean, and you just mentioned, I mean, I'm so proud of all of you. You guys all got together. Ruth Lowe rounded you up, and we all texted you, and you met for lunch, and were able to meet with each other, and again, you know, form these relationships. We lift each other up. We work together, you know.
So yay team for being there and for our meeting together at that lunch and for being on this call and sharing this morning. So we recorded this and we'll post it on the 100 Millionaires website.
All right, well, thank you everyone for being on.
Yay team! Woohoo! Yeah, open everybody's line, Jack, so that they can all say yay.
Okay, here we go.
Thanks everyone. It was great.
Bye bye. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
You're extraordinary.
We love
you're awesome.
Bye bye.
Bye.